Blog Talk Radio.
My money. The Real Relationship Talk Show is back, everybody. And you know what? Wednesday nights is when we do it. Wednesday night, 7:30 Central Standard Time, right? So if you're Eastern Time, that's 8:30. You know, I got a lot of listeners on the East Coast. Shout out, right? This is about to go down, everybody. We're going to start the show. I got a little bit of an opener that I have for y'all today. And then we're going to jump to the relationship truth. Then we're going to jump into the discussion at hand. The discussion at hand is your reaction to the truth. How do you react when you finally find out the truth? Whether you find it out, whether somebody tell you the truth, whether somebody reveal it to you. How do you react? You know, there's a saying, everybody. I want y'all to feel me for a second. There's a saying that that life itself is 10% what happened to you and 80% how you react. 90% how you react to it. Have y'all ever heard that before? Think about it. I'm going to open up the phone line, 646-595-4038, and, you know, throughout, as I see you calling in, if I see you hit me up on Facebook, remember to add us, Kenneth DeMoss on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience, Kenny Talk DeMoss. Go like the page or add us, however you want to do it, Instagram, at Kenny Talk _. But now, however you want to get at me, I'm going to get what you're saying, and I'm going to get your point across for you. But for the most part, I want y'all to think about that. 90% is how you react to it. 10% is what happened. And it's the exact same thing in relationships. It's the exact same thing in relationships. It is. Because a lot of us, what we do is, we get in relationships, you know, we find out what we find out. After having such a great time, falling in love, hooking up, connecting with a person. At that point when you find out the truth or you find out anything about that person, how the relationship is going to go from that point on is going to be your reaction to it and how you deal with it. And we all know that most people don't deal with emotional stuff in an effective way. They just react. So that's why I started it. That's why it's your reaction to the truth. What exactly are you going to do? What exactly are you going to say? So for the relationship truth, let me start with that, y'all. I went way back, right? I had to dig for this one, but it made sense. The relationship truth is a post that I put out, you know, daily on Facebook, on Instagram, on Tumblr, on where else? Twitter. I can't forget all my Twitter heads, right? They be showing us love, but we put these posts out every single day just to gain dialogue, just to create dialogue, right? We want people to really feel, we want them to comment, we want them to like, dislike, whatever you want to do, you know? But at the end of the day, we want you to know that the Kenny Talk Experience is a platform for all of that, you know? But at the end of the day, we want the truth. And the truth, let's define it. Well, first, let me jump into the relationship truth. Then we're going to define what's the truth. Okay, here's the relationship truth. It says we focus so much on trying to expose people as liars or frauds that it starts to become fun to us. We focus so much on trying to expose people for the liars, the frauds that they are when we meet them on the dating scene. You know, you meet a guy or you meet a girl and it seems like on the outside, they're everything that you want. But the only thing you can think of is there's something wrong with this person. Gotta be something wrong with them. They can't be this perfect or they can't be this cool, you know. Gotta be something. So what I'm gonna do is I gotta dig, right? And lo and behold, as they say, you find what you're looking for. That's another saying. You find what you're looking for, and you expose that person. You watch that person do what? What do we do when we get exposed? We try to cover it up. Come on, hit me up on Facebook. What we do? All right, I got somebody hit me up. They said, what we do is we immediately lie about it to distract the person. Okay, we lie. We do these type of things. And I think that once you've already exposed someone, once you have the truth, how does that make you feel at that particular point when they start to lie right there in front of you or on the phone or whatever? How does that make you feel? It kind of give you that, culture feeling. I see, yeah, you was talking all that, but you're not everything that you say you are, or you're not about what you say you're about. You want to know why? I dug here. I researched here, and I found this. I even got a friend of mine that when she meets you, she's going online to Google you. She's looking at police records. She's looking at businesses. She's looking at places where you used to live. She's looking at all that. All right? But as a person that's dating, my friend, you don't even know that this is actually happening. So you're talking, you're speaking, you're telling her everything, all the nice stuff to try to get into bed, because you know that's how we do. Keep it real, fellas. We do all of this, right? But all along, she's researching. And when she finds an inconsistency, what happens? She bring it to your attention. Oh, remember you told me this? Well, I looked here and this is what I found. Well, I heard this. Because another way we do our research, we talk to people, right? And we're going to get to that. So when that does happen, once we catch them, we got you. Once we catch you in a lie, we got you. After a while, you start to feel like, you know what? Everybody that I meet, they lie. They hide stuff. And I'm going to find out. And when you find out, another one bites the dust, as they used to say back in the day. Right? And after a while, it starts to become a game. It starts to become fun. Right? But all along, you're single. All along, you're wondering, why can't I just meet something, find something, somebody that's real, or find something that's real? And that's what we say, and that's what you guys say, ladies. Let me go to Facebook. Y'all hit me up. How many of y'all want to find something that's real? How many of y'all tired of dealing with the fakes? Look at them. They're saying, amen, Kenny talk. All right. It's okay. I can feel that. But at the end of the day, if you are consumed at finding out the lies or finding out what's wrong early on in a relationship to expose that person, I need you to understand this. When you dig, you're going to find what you're looking for. Or when you dig and expose that person, even if you did make an attempt to still try to be with them later, how do you think that's going to make them feel? They're going to have to walk on eggshells around you, and nobody wants to do that. Nobody's comfortable. But let me bring it on full circle. Everybody that's just joining us, I see you popping in and popping out and on Facebook and on Twitter. I see you. Salute. You're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio, right? Dollhouse Radio. Yeah. That's what you're doing. That's what you're listening to. And we're discussing your reaction to the truth about your lover. All right. So let's bring it full circle. Let's bring it full circle. So when you find out what you find out, when you find this information out, and you kicked and you dismissed this person, yeah, you said this or you said that, but I caught you lying, or I see that you're not really that, or you're not really what you said, or you're not on the level you say you're on, whatever. Dismiss. You're single again, right? You're single again. And we get so frustrated because guess what? We want to find that special somebody. But it's hard to find that special somebody if you're looking for perfection. And on top of that, perfection. I don't mean you, and when I say perfection, I got somebody already hit you up. No, Kenny Talk. It's not about trying to find perfection. It's about trying to find someone that's truthful, she says. Thank you, sweetheart. She kept it real. She says it's about trying to find somebody that's real, that's willing to keep it real and tell the truth. I get that. But this is what we're going to do. You have to understand that if you're going to dig, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm speaking to the fellas too, if you're going to try to dig to find out early on in a relationship if what that person is saying is real, you know there's probably a 98% chance that something is going to be not what it seems, or not what they said, or not as consistent as they said. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because just like we said on the last show and the show before that, when you meet somebody for the first time that you're interested in, you are going to present yourself as best you can. You're going to present the very best of you. People present, I need to write that down. That's a great relationship truth. People present the very best of them up front. However, now feel me on this. People present the very best of themselves up front. However, we're not at our best every single day. Okay? We are not at our best every single day. So you know what that means? That means that if I give you my best for the first 5 days that we're talking, if I'm at my best, being that I'm a human and I'm not perfect, the only thing I got to do is falter from my best. If I falter from my best, then basically you caught me in a lie. If I falter from my best, then guess what just happened? What just happened is that I've actually told you something that, in a sense, was not true. Okay? So, let me elaborate a little bit further on that. If the truth, what is the truth? What is considered to be the truth in a relationship? What is considered to be the truth? Y'all tell me that. Let me see. Okay, I got somebody sounding off. Remember, if you want to speak on it, 646-595-4038. Or if you want to keep doing what you're doing, because I see Twitter lighting up. I see you on the DM. I see Facebook. Let me check a look. The truth is when a man is willing to keep it 100 and put his true self out there. All right. Let me get another one. Come on, give me another one. What do y'all think the truth is? What is the truth? All right, here we go. I got a young lady saying, and I can feel it, we finna build off of this. She said the truth is you being able to be, back up, or what you say comes out to be true at the end of the day. That's what it is. So what you say is what I'm going to go with. What you say, that has to be the truth. And we all, and fellas, we all know that when you first meet a young lady and you're feeling her and you're trying to impress her or you're trying to hook her, whatever y'all young guys still do out there, at times you can use false bait. Or you can build your bait up to look a certain way, to appear to be this when it's really that. That's what we do. Right? If you got a fish that you're trying to catch, and you see that fish likes successful dudes, You may have a job that doesn't pay as much, but you talk about how well you're doing, how your career developing, how you're over this and you're over that, you're responsible for this and responsible for that. It may be true at your job, but it may be exaggerated, right? And we do that because we know that fish that we trying to hook, guess what? That's what she like. That's what she like to hear. So that's what we saying, everybody. So understand that the truth is 100%. What has to be the truth is what you say. And very few of us are going to keep it 100% real at the beginning of a relationship when we meet that special someone or we meet that person that we feel is special, right? Now, you notice, I was reading, I see a lot of ladies only responding. I don't really see too many guys responding or no guys so far. Fellas, I want to hear from you as well because, oh, I spoke too soon. Here we come. Here we go. I got a guy saying to the young lady that made the statement about keeping it real up front. Very few women keep it real up front, and they know it. What do y'all say to that, ladies? Very few women keep it real up front. That's what I was going to say, too. I was going to say, man, for the most part, man, y'all got to understand. Y'all got to understand. Check it out. Y'all have to understand that you can't expect, you cannot expect a man to be 100, to keep it 100% real with you when that's not what you do up front. You can't expect that. What do you mean by that, Kenny Talk? I mean, ladies, y'all know y'all present yourselves in so many ways physically. You know, that's deceiving to the eye. Now, y'all know men are physical beings, right? We physical. When we see you walk through the door or the bar or the club or the restaurant or the mall or the wherever we meet you at, we looking at that body. We sizing you, we looking like, man, look at her. We don't give a damn how smart you are, how dumb you are, whether you're a good friend, whether you got great conversation. We do not care. So we sizing you up. So what do women do? Women present their best up front. So before they even walk out the door in the morning, you know, they make sure the fact that they got real nappy edges. They make sure that they smooth down. They make sure if they got a flabby gut that they putting on waist trainers and things to look a certain way, right? If their skin is not as smooth and pretty in their face, they breaking out the Mac. They got the Mac on deck. Right? They don't have those beautiful eyelashes. Thick, pretty eyelashes. Is that what they call them? They got the ones that you buy. And if you want to take it back, some of them probably still, you know, they don't have the light eyes. The pretty eyes, as they would say. So when they go get their contacts, they make sure they get hazel, light brown, right? They know they don't got money like that, but they do what they got to do to get the latest fashions, accessories. $700,000, $800,000 bag. They make sure the shoes are off the chain. They ain't really got no money, but they find a way to get the red bottoms. The clothes dipped, hair sewed in, glued in, however you want to do it. But I ain't mad at none of that though. I ain't mad at none of that, right? But this is what's presented. Now anything that I just called out, is any of that keeping it the real you? It's not. Right? Is any of that keeping it the real you? No. And we ain't mad. And the biggest thing, a lot of women getting their breasts did. Right? You didn't have that at first. But now you do. You got it now, baby. Yeah. Think about everybody talking about it. You know I gotta say it. A dude just hit me up on Facebook. He said, you can't forget about the ass shots. The ass shots. What else? When you step out to the club, you wearing your friend's clothes. And see, we ain't even talked about the fellas, really, as far as with appearance. We talking about just straight lies when we talk about a guy. Because a guy will say anything. So, at the most part, I need y'all to understand. If you dig up front, that's my point, you are going to find discrepancies. Okay? What do you do? How do you react when you find those discrepancies? Because those discrepancies are the truth. How do you react? Get what you do. You kick him to the curb, or you kick her to the curb, and you move on to the next. Right? That's what we do. We move on to the next, everybody. And then what? We started all over again. Man, I love what I do. It's a real relationship talk show only on Kenny Talk only on Dollhouse Radio, right? We going in. I got coming up at the break, we got the keeping it real letter, man. The keeping it real letter. I'm gonna keep it real with him. I can't wait to read it. I'm not even sure which one I'm going to choose. I'm going to decide over the break, right? That's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. All right. Now, before we go to break, let's talk about this. What are some things that we do to find out the truth, to dig? What do we do? They say if you look for it, you're going to find it. Come on, y'all. Hit me up. 646-595-4038 or Facebook or, okay, I see you. Let me go to Twitter. The number one, I see y'all, I've been hitting me up on Twitter, but I'm going to read this one because this is the first answer. The number one is what we do. We go through that cell phone. I told you about a friend of mine. She'll Google you. She'll find out if you got a jail record, domestic violence, if you beat on your ex-girlfriend and you got locked up for it. Yeah, she'll find out. When you walk up on her and try to holler at her, that's what you're going to get. You're going to find you out. It is what it is. What else we do to find out the truth? I got a chick said she follow him. Or she get one of her friends to check up on him. What else? You know, we can go on and on, but for the most part, we do a lot of different things in order to try to dig to find the truth. Only when we find the truth, how do we react to it? And that's the topic of discussion. You want it. You say you want somebody to keep it 100. So for the most part, the truth is what you say out of your mouth. That's what they feel should be the truth. But before we go to break, I got to tell y'all one last thing about the truth in a relationship. The truth is what you will accept that don't sting so bad or make you look bad. Now, I hear this all the time. I see y'all post on social media. One of the most things that women say is don't have me looking like a fool out here. Don't have me looking like a fool. You feel me? Don't have me looking like a fool out here now. What do we mean by that? I guess, y'all ladies, what do y'all mean by that? Y'all hit me up real quick before we go to break. I want to know, what do y'all mean by don't have me looking like a fool out here? She says, all right, I got somebody hit me up. This is what she's saying. Come on, drop it on me. She's still typing. Okay. All right, she's saying whenever she go, whenever she claim you publicly, don't make her look like a fool by you dealing with somebody else. All right, so if she go on social media and say that she's in a relationship with you, if she's always talking about bae this, bae that, we did this, we did that, we over here, we over there, we went that up, we went down, we on the roller coaster, we in the Bahamas right now, we at the picnic, you know, we at the classic, we doing bae. She putting it all out there. She probably got about 5,000 Facebook friends, right? So you have to understand, when you get caught up, what ends up happening is that you make her look like a fool. You make her look foolish. And that's what something that she ain't with. So what is her reaction to the truth? Sweetheart, I want you to hold that. You, the young lady that sent that through to me, I'm going to holler at you again after the break. I want to hear what you got to say, right? I really want to hear this because I want to feel how you react when you find out stuff like this. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show on Dawn House Radio. I'm going to be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, and it's going to be time for the Keeping It Real letter. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm going to find which one I'm going to read. I'm going to keep it real with you, and then we're going to jump right back into the conversation, and then we're going to go to the final thought. I know y'all can't wait for the final thought. We be going in on the final thought. So let's make sure it happens. All day, baby. The Kenny Talk Experience on Dawn House Radio is all day. Yes, it is.
All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners did you get on call? All day, nigga. Swiss. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Nah, already know. All day, nigga. Top, all day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the chest made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk the fair con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway figure. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some Henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on a patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Cow. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now. Looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Back, everybody. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We paying some bills right here on Dollhouse Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Advice.
I appreciate you writing in, man. Salute. Hey, man, you didn't give much information, but, wow. Well, I can say this. The reason why I chose this letter is because of the fact that when you look at, when you think you know a person, and you got a guy, says he fell for this young lady. They obviously were in a relationship. Things were flowing smooth. Things were flowing smooth enough to say, hey, let's move away. They decide to move away. She meets a young lady in the area where they moved to, several hours away from their hometown. They become click tight, hanging out, partying and bullshitting, I guess whatever you want to call it. Coming in, she's coming in and, late at night. But look, man, for the most part, this one might be a little bit obvious, but the relationship truth about the matter is that you said that once you try to bring it to her attention, when you brought the truth to her attention, you know, so you didn't say you accused her of anything. You just asked, could she stay home more or not come home so late? And she responded with, you're trying to control her life. Yeah? You said that you just wanted her to come home at a decent hour. Things escalated. And she asked you to leave. Get out. Well, it sounds to me, man, like, you know what? A mind is already made up. When you talk about really trying to salvage what you do have, I mean, we don't really give advice on the Real Relationship Talk Show. We just keep it real. You have to ask yourself, are you going to be happy or going to want to deal with that situation? Because I realize that you didn't say prior to moving 3 hours away that she enjoyed hanging out late, right? We also didn't say that the place where y'all were, you didn't say the place where y'all were moving to, even though you guys are moving there, was that area familiar to her? Was that city, was that state area, was that familiar to her? Did she know about it? Whose idea was it to move there, right? Because if it was her idea to move there and she's familiar with it, then there's a good chance she already knew this person. So if there's a chance that she already knew this person, she was just using you to, you know, get there and land safely to where they can start kicking it, and then she'd tell you that you need to move back home with your parents, right? So they can be happily ever after over there. But for the most part, if that was the case, you just have a decision to make, man. You have to say to yourself, are you able to deal with that? Are you going to walk on eggshells? Do you love her enough to say, you know what, I feel a certain type of way about you seeing this person because I feel that it may be more than just a friendship? If she tell you that's not what it is but continues to see that person at that rate, you have to say to yourself, can you love her and can you still be happy while she's doing that? If you can't do that, then you have to make the decision, right? The advice that you're looking for, I think you already know what it is. You're looking for solidification, right? But you don't need that because that's your life, you know? You can stay with her regardless if everybody, all your friends or anybody say, hey, you know what, that's stupid, I wouldn't do that. You can leave, like I'm sure a lot of people are probably thinking that you probably should, but who cares? At the end of the day, it's about your happiness and what you're willing to actually put up with. Alright Hey man, I appreciate you writing in. I just wanted to drop that on your head real quick. That's to keep it a real letter. Remember, you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can send it KennyTalk69@gmail.com. And ladies, I didn't make up that 69. I went in a long time ago when I set this email up, And it randomly selected that one. Good taste though, but nah. But yeah, just send us a little something in about your relationship that you want us to keep it real on, and I will. But at the end of the day, it's not about you know, it's not about what's right, it's not about what's wrong, it's not about advice, it's about what you would accept, what you would deal with. All right. So let's dive right back into the conversation for those that are just joining. Dollhouse Radio's on. The Kenny Talk Experience is on Dollhouse Radio, and we are discussing your reaction after the truth, which after finding out the truth about your lover, which puts us where we are right now, because we kind of went over what is the truth. We kind of went on, like, what are ways that we go about finding the truth, all this digging, you know. We're going to go with real quick, what are some of the worst things you've ever found out by digging, you know? What are the worst things that you've ever found out, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to go to the Facebook. Let me pull it back up. And I know some of y'all want to, I see some of y'all responded on the letter. I appreciate you doing that. I'm going to kind of skim through them as we continue the conversation. But for the most part, we're going to talk about what are some of the worst things that you find out, that you found out. All right. And the number one that pops in is, of course, you know, cheating, texting, dealing with other women or what have you. And the sad part about it is that that is becoming so common on our shows. We talk about people frustrated about cheating, you know, about, you know, saying you're about this, saying you're with this, but you're with something else. You're down for something else, right? And that's the only thing we're trying to get you guys to see is that if that is the case, if you are 100% concerned about cheating, 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 then you have to understand that, I mean, you got to date older, man. You can't keep dating these young people. I mean, because these young dudes, they out here, man. They out here having a blast, doing whatever they want to do. That's what they're doing. All right, so what are some things people do after finding out the truth? Now, this segment here, you know, next month, actually tomorrow, because tomorrow is the first of the month, ladies and gentlemen. This year is flying by. We're already in the fourth quarter. October has been named Domestic Violence Month. Domestic Violence Month. And the reason why I bring that up why do y'all think I bring that up when I ask what are some things people do after finding out the truth? Yeah. Your baby father find out that you're dealing with somebody else and he punches you in the face. He chokes you. He slaps you around a little bit. Or you find out that your man is seeing somebody that lives in y'all neighborhood, the next door neighbor or something. You throw pot, you hit him upside the head with a skillet. You bust the windows out of his car, Jasmine Sullivan. Flat his tires. You key his car. You try to jump on him, slap him, punch him, kick him, bite him, spit on him. You know. Well, let's go to another one. We cry. You cry. That's your reaction to the finding out what you found out. You cry. You would cheat on them. Keisha Cole, you should have cheated because he cheated. You shut down. Kick him out the house. Move out of his house. Fall into a state of depression. You don't want to eat. You can't sleep. You take it out on the other people that love you. You take it out on family. I can go on and on and on. You allow it to impact your job. Man, I can think of so many things. These are all things that some of you guys sent me. Just some things that you guys are saying. I see you. They're popping in. These are ways that we react after finding out the truth.
people react.
But what a good is that, though? What does that lead to? All the stuff that I yelled out, just talked about just then, called off. They all end bad for you because a lot of times you don't want to move on. You know, you're at a loss. You become disengaged with life. You go to jail. Yeah, because that's in there. You try to attack the guy and he beats you up. You end up with a black eye. Or you attack the guy and he called the police on you and you go to jail. You vandalize his car, he called the police and you go to jail and have to end up going to court paying for it. You beat up his new girlfriend or the new chick he's talking to. Or you beat up the new guy that she's dealing with. All emotional rants. All rants in which you lose control of your emotions and you do something that you're probably going to regret doing. And that's all. That's all, folks. I need everybody to understand that when it comes to your reaction to the truth, you have to be in control of it. You got to be in control of your reaction to the truth. What are you going to do? Last week, we discussed. Y'all hear me flipping through these pages. Being ready for marriage. Yeah, that's what we discussed. And the week before that, we discussed the person that you become. Now, if the person that you have become is a bitter, frustrated, depressed, angry woman, how in the hell can you say, or how in the hell can you tell the next person that you're ready for marriage? You cannot allow your reaction to the truth to impact the person that you become. Because if you do, you're not ready for marriage. I tied that up real cool. Those were the last three shows on the Kenny Talk Experience. But I'm going to say that again. You cannot allow your reaction to the truth, which is today's topic, to impact the person that you have become, which was a topic 2 weeks ago. You will never be ready for marriage, which was last week's topic. How? That's it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. I am Kenny Talk, and this is what I do. I have so much fun having so much fun. Yeah. Remember, if you miss this show, if your friend misses the show, send them to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. And they can listen at any time. Send them to my page, Kenny Talk DeMoss on Facebook. The link is there. All of the links are there from each week. Each week is a different link. Let's click on it. And you can enjoy the shows. You can pick them apart. And you can call me or you can write me or you can send me something saying, you know what, I didn't agree with nothing that you said because you didn't touch on this. I don't care because the Kenny Talk Experience is a platform. It's a platform for you. I do this for you. Next week, we will be back. Domestic Violence Month. I guess we'll touch on something like that, right? I want everybody to feel us on this one, right? The weekend is coming. Y'all be safe out there. Okay? Don't go for a wooden nickel is what I like to say. And remember, I am a published author. And y'all need to go get that book, man. Check it out. The book is what I like to call the groundwork. It's the structure of everything that I'm doing right now. It's the beginning of everything I'm doing right now. I got something special coming out next year that I'm writing right now. But the truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together, is the title of the book. And it's so appropriate for this particular topic that we discuss, which is called Your Reaction to the Truth. All right. It's about time for the final thought, everybody. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check it out. We go hard. Now, the final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together. I'd like to make sure y'all know that, all my new listeners out there. So let's jump right in. Hump day. All right, here we go. How do people act when things seem like they're all peaches and cream, but you find out that they're not? And you have the proof. How do people act when they can't accept that lies are really not the problem, but the cause of drama, breakups, and divorces is finding out the truth? How do people act when the person that we meet and become involved with every week turns out to be the different person than they were up front? They act so happy that they have found someone like you to be around, yet you find them losing interest in the next few months. All right. Now, how do people act when their lover lies while looking right into their eyes and make them feel loved, cherished, and protected? How do these same people act when they realize all the things that their lovers tried to hide, and after all this time, they've been getting disrespected? Now, how do people act when all they've been taught about finding true love is really false, and all their lives they've been going by in the wrong manner? Some will accept it, some won't. Some will believe what others don't. Many react just like a child being told there ain't no Santa. So how are you going to react? Are you going to throw a temper tantrum when you find out the truth? Or are you going to be the one to accept it and move on? When you find out the truth about a person, are you going to bust the windows out of their car? Or are you going to hold yourself accountable and say, I chose that person? I chose that clown. I'll do better next time. What are you going to do? What is your reaction to the truth? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Remember, go get that book. It's Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, BarnesandNobles.com. The truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together. Salute to everybody that had a birthday out there, too. I'm going to start doing birthdays. I got to make sure I shout out everybody that got a birthday. That's on. That's our friends on Facebook and stuff. Salute to y'all. Y'all be safe. Happy New Year to you. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We'll be back next week with another great episode, Wednesday night. Wednesday. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't miss it. If not, you can always listen by clicking on the link. It's pre-recorded. Check it out. The Real Relationship Talk Show, and we out. Have a great weekend. Salute. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. I bet y'all thought I was going to forget to say that. Hell no. We out.